America's cities are about to go full Grand Theft Auto. Now, that refers to the game Grand Theft Auto, obviously, but many of you listening may not be familiar with it, may not have played it. It's a very popular first-person perspective video game. It's on gaming consoles. It's been around for a number of years. And in the game, you get points for carjacking people and beating people up and shooting and killing and robbing and I don't know what, you know, vehicular manslaughter, all these things get you points. And the thing is, the game is set in real American cities like Miami or New York and so on. So it's a very popular game. But it's also a game of total lawlessness where you outrun the cops or try to, and the cops don't really respond with competence in the game. And you're on missions, you know, to go rob this drug lord or whatever. You get points and you get all kinds of bonuses in the game. Well, the thing that's shocking about the game is that it's coming to life in our cities. We've seen shootings over the last few days, well, certainly over a few weeks, that are a lot like Grand Theft Auto. One shooting in particular, this guy was just driving around in his car, just shooting at whatever targets presented themselves. Just completely innocent people were being shot and killed. And he was live streaming the whole thing, by the way. I think it was on Facebook. He was live streaming and yelling at the camera and shooting people and saying, "This is real, man. This is real." It was real, actually. He was actually doing that. But, you know, some kid high on drugs, probably. But it's an indication of where all of this is going. So the point of this podcast here is, number one, to make you aware of the fact that this is coming. And then secondly, to kind of encourage you to think about how to defend yourself against the mass mayhem that is coming. And it's not going to get worse just on a gradual incremental timescale. It's going to get way worse by leaps and bounds because people are going broke like never before. Desperation is kicking in. You're going to see carjackings like never before. You're going to see people having their groceries stolen right out of their hands, walking out of the grocery store. You're going to see criminals using vehicles as weapons to try. I mean, actually, we saw that in New York City. There was a video posted online. It was just like Grand Theft Auto. This, I don't know, was it a Mercedes or something, was crashing into this SUV and pushed him up onto the sidewalk. And then two thugs got out. One of them had a gun and they banged on the guy's window and stole apparently $20,000 in cash from that guy. Now, of course, they targeted that guy. They knew he had 20 grand in cash. But it was just broad daylight, I think, in, I don't know if it was New York City or what part of Manhattan it was, but they didn't care that cops might respond or anything. They just rammed into this guy's SUV and stole his money at gunpoint, and that was it. Now, you may have something that's worth more than $20,000 that you need to transport at some point. I don't know. Maybe all your super secret gold bars or whatever you're sitting on at the moment. Or maybe you've got a load of ammunition that you're trying to put into a safe storage space, or maybe even just a load of food or medical supplies. Maybe you're making a donation to the local church, which is something that I am set up to do. I haven't done it yet. I'm waiting for the right moment. I'm going to be donating to churches. So I'm going to be running truckloads of food and medical supplies and isopropyl alcohol to local churches, maybe local clinics for some of the medical supplies and things like that, just to try to help out my community. So if I'm running that load, you can bet I'm going to have a couple guys with me with, you know, ready to go AR-15s or 300 blackout rifles just for security, because we're talking about a collapse scenario here. We're talking about Mad Max. And just because you have the positive intention that you want to help society, you want to donate food to the starving, you want to donate medicine to the sick, it doesn't mean that you're not going to be targeted by some thug who thinks that they can take that from you and then they can sell it so that they can profit from it. So just because you're a good person doing a good thing doesn't mean you're not going to be targeted. You got to think defensively this entire way through. As society goes to crap, you got to, well, frankly, you got to arm up. And now, of course, I always say do it legally. Only do it in self-defense. You know, I never encourage anybody to do anything illegal, unethical, or immoral, and do not initiate violence, but do prepare to defend yourself, especially if you're doing something good for the community. You're trying to help out. I don't know, you might be donating ammunition to the local sheriff's deputy office, which is probably something I'll be doing. And so I'm going to be rolling in with a load of ammo because the deputies are out of ammo. And I want to make sure that ammo gets into their hands because, you know, the zombies are coming or whatever. So you think some bad guys won't steal a load of ammo from you? You bet they will if they find out about it. They will steal. They will carjack you. They will take it. They will shoot you. They will kill you for a few hundred rounds of ammunition under the right circumstances. So number one, if you're not yet armed, absolutely make it a priority. And it's not just about owning a gun. It's about having proper training. And then it's about carrying it. And if necessary, if you have to have a concealed carry permit, then you got to go through the steps and get the training, pass the test, apply for it, get the permit. Do it now while you still can. And check your local laws about what's legal to carry in your car. Some states don't allow you to show a firearm in your car. Other states do. Some states, it depends on what kind of, if you have a concealed carry permit and so on. So just check your local laws, follow your local laws, but be ready for carjackings. Now, another critical thing to understand about carjackings is that your first and most available weapon is actually your car. So again, make your own decision, check your own laws, talk to your own attorney about what your posture is going to be. But if somebody, in my case, if somebody's trying to come up to me and carjack me, the first thing I'm going to try to do is, you know, slam on the accelerator and get out of there. And even if they put somebody in front of the car and then they have somebody come up on the side and put a gun in your face, is like, give me your car. You know, you got to decide what's the right action there. If you think you can get away without getting shot, that might be the best choice. It depends on the circumstances. But I'm not going to slow down just because they put somebody in front of the car. That guy's going under the car, 100%. The other thing is, what if you have to shoot back? Is that the right answer? Depends on the circumstances. Depends on your state laws. Depends on whether you think you can hire an attorney for the civil lawsuit or the DA in your county or your state. You know, this is another reason to get out of blue cities and blue counties and blue states. Because if you're in legal trouble, you want judges and juries and DAs who are sane, who are rational, who will understand, hey, this was self-defense, man. You don't want some crazed left-wing DA. So if you're living in San Francisco, you got to get out. There's just no other option. You got to get out of the city just for your own protection. You're not even allowed to defend yourself in a lot of these cities because of the liberal Soros DAs, right? Second thing, body armor. There's going to be a day where you're going to want to drive around with body armor. I'm not even joking. And I don't mean you want to camo up and look like some kind of militant battalion force or whatever. Really, you want body armor that is not visible. You want covert body armor. So there are a lot of options for that. There are things you can put under your clothes. There are chest rigs that just look like almost like a normal jacket or something. You don't have to get camo rigs or, you know, desert digital army camo, whatever patterns are out there. You could get something that just looks like clothing or a jacket or a coat. This is going to be especially useful in the winter. You can wear a winter coat or winter jacket on top of some body armor. Now, the company that I recommend for body armor is hoplitearmor.com, H-O-P-L-I-T-E, hoplitearmor.com. And they were generous enough to extend a discount to our audience. So if you use code RANGER, because I'm known as the Health Ranger, so use code RANGER, they'll give you 10% off. And you can get whatever body armor you want. I mean, it's made in America. It's designed in America. I've interviewed the founder. He's an engineer. He engineered it. They use advanced polymers. They have all kinds of different configurations, double curve configurations. They've got something coming out for women too. So if you got a lot of breast mass that isn't comfortable with like standard male body armor because it's just squashing everything, guess what? There's body armor for you too. You know, equal opportunity body armor. Because you should feel comfortable while also not getting shot, right? So that's coming out. You can check with him about that. I don't know if it's ready yet, but you can check with Hoplite Armor and see if that's available. The point is, there's going to come a day, trust me. especially if you live in any of these cities, where you're going to think, okay, I got to go to the grocery store. I've got to get some supplies. I'm going to need body armor. I'm not even joking. That day is coming where you're going to get in your car. You're going to have a pistol. You're going to double check the chamber, make sure it's loaded. You're going to make sure your rounds are hollow point, self-defense rounds. You're going to double check your backup magazine. You're going to Mad Max your way to the grocery store just to get butter, which will probably be price controlled and biometric scan limited or something, because, you know, we're going into this incredible, tyrannical, dystopian collapse scenario with price controls and food scarcity and all that. That's why growing your own food makes so much sense, because it reduces the number of trips you have to make to the grocery store, which is going to be a very dangerous place. If you can grow food at home, obviously you don't have to go out and get it. Or when you do go out, you're going to want to load up as much as possible in the fewest trips possible. And you're going to want to go out with people. So you want to go out in groups, not by yourself, especially if you're on the older side, and a woman in particular. You might look like a juicy target by some young starving gang that is just trying to rob old ladies, let's say. So you go out in force, you get groceries in a group, and you wear body armor where it makes sense. And then I say also, by the way, I mentioned you're going to have a pistol. Everybody in your group should have concealed carry, where legal, of course. Everybody should be trained in how to engage violent criminals and stop them using a firearm. And it would be great if you all had the same magazines with the same caliber ammo, like we all have 9mm Glocks or something, or we all have 9mm SIGs or M&Ps or what have you, so you can use each other's mags. Because, well, you know, in a fight, yeah, everything goes into chaos and you might need somebody else's magazines. And then if you're really thinking ahead, you're going to think about, you know, how to stop bleeding, have a spare tourniquet, blood stop, gauze, you know, that kind of stuff. But I know people are going to accuse me of going too far into Mad Max scenarios. But trust me, if you don't have a tourniquet, if you don't know how to use it, if you can't apply a tourniquet to one of your arms using just your other arm, your other hand, like a one-handed application, you're not ready for what's coming. Trust me. You need to go through that. Get yourself a tourniquet with the little twisty thing and practice putting it on in, I don't know, 30 seconds or less. Because, you know, how much blood do you have? Well, it's not an unlimited supply. If you can stop the blood, you can stay conscious and you might still have a chance. The other thing is, where legal, you're going to want to have a rifle in your vehicle to get to. You might need it. Now, again, follow local laws, but in this scenario, and you don't want it on display, obviously, because you don't want somebody to break in and steal it, but you want to be able to access it. There's a lot of good setups where you can put it under your seat in a pickup, or there's other different places to kind of mount a rifle. There's behind the seat mounts that you can get that still cover it up, and you might have to open like a Velcro flap or something to get to your rifle. That's okay. But you should have that in case you find yourself in some kind of crazy, like Grand Theft Auto street fight with gunfire everywhere. You're trying to get out of the situation. I'm not saying play Rambo or play a cop, but you're just trying to extricate yourself from that. And it might take a rifle to get that done. So do you have a rifle? What do you have? You know, are you trained up on it? Does it cycle well? How many rounds have you put through it? How about the batteries on your optics? Is it sighted in? Is it sighted in at 50 yards or 100 yards? What's your sight in range? All these things. And personally, I prefer 300 blackout calibers for that kind of setup, like a card gun or a truck gun, you know, something like that. So somebody is coming after me, or, you know, my people or my company or whatever, I'm going to engage them with 300 blackout hunting rounds, self-defense rounds. So, you know, that's going to make them probably rethink, like, what am I doing here? Why did I sign up for this? I thought this was a volunteer operation, you know, whatever. 300 blackout makes people think again and sometimes flee or lose morale very quickly in groups when you start making members of the group bleed out. So, because 300 blackout, the 300 means 0.3 inches in diameter, so it's a 300 caliber diameter bullet. Much bigger than your 5.56 rounds. That's millimeters, 5.56 millimeters. Yeah, do the math. 0.3 inches bigger than 5.56 millimeters. It's actually 7.62 millimeters, actually. But whatever. I don't want to turn this into a math geek episode. But get ready for Grand Theft Auto. Be wise. Be defensive. Don't advertise that you're all, you know, armed up. Because you walk into a grocery store, you know, packing all this gear and body armor and everything, they're going to call the cops. They're going to call a SWAT team on you. Because they're going to think you're crazy. But I'm talking about a scenario where the breakdown of society is already very evident, and we're very close to that. So, again, this is a conditional piece of advice about when civility just collapses, okay? So it may not be today, but it could be before Christmas, especially in Europe. It could be early next year. I'm just saying, be ready for what's coming. And right now, you can still get ammo, you can still get firearms, you can still get body armor, you can get training, you can connect with instructors, you can, you know, get what you need to gain the skills that you need. You still have time. Use that time. Or just find a way to not go out in public when it all hits the fan, because it's going to be very dangerous out there. I mean, even myself, I'm going to minimize any interaction out in public as the situation gets crazy. And you certainly don't want to go out after dark. So plan accordingly. Now, if you want more life-saving information about how to prepare, how to defend yourself, how to organize, you know, magazines and ammo for firearms and things like that, and I'm also going to be reviewing some body armor, just go to my website, prepwithmike.com, prepwithmike.com. You're going to find a lot of great videos there that will help you stay alive during what's coming. All the videos are free. Enjoy, and thank you for listening. Take care.